Alright, Token Smart Podcast. This shit's about to get like so unorganized with like all the stuff that we have going on. I don't even know, man. Like, this is where not really having a format for this podcast is sort of like biting me. I don't even really know what we talk about. The Asia Pacific wit happened and was nuts. The Rendar art wit happened and was nuts in its own totally separate way. I had the Guerrilla Music Radio project launched. That was cool. We got another whip coming up with some like mysterious conversation Matthew and I have to have with a potential after party sponsored host. We got Pranksyland's thing that's starting to really come together, and that's going to be crazy. So I don't know. I guess we should start by at least like touching on the things that happened last week. And Matthew and I have been sort of in some ongoing dialogue about what the hell to do with this Asia Pacific whip, because I was up in the middle of the night. There's a shitload of people there, and they were all amped to have one on that side of the world. So it would be obviously a shame to, you know, sacrifice or not be mindful of the demand and the hype that's going on over there. So I don't know, NFT clones of ourselves, please, can that be like a thing coming up or something? I don't know. Give me some highlights of your guys' week. There's so much cool shit that went on. We can dive like a little bit more into it. And then like Trizlet, we should fill you in on what's going on with this Pranksyland thing, because that's something Matt and I have been doing a lot of the lead time for, and it's really starting to come together, and it's going to be fucking crazy. Help me out, guys. Take the mic away from me. Anybody. Please. Help.
All right. I was waiting for the normal order, but I'll step in. I'm stoked that the Whip Asia got off the ground. I mean, the first time doing something is always the hardest. We had to use like existing marketing channels and doubling up everything. I mean, there's definitely a lot of lessons learned from there, but I was really excited for how it turned out. I mean, having Sugar Club host it, provide the pre-show audio experience was great. I felt like three speakers is a really great form factor. Got to hear some voices that we wouldn't ordinarily hear over at the regular whip. And I love the axe throwing afterwards at Talk Sam's Viking gym. I thought everyone had a blast. We were like all separated somehow on different realms. I thought we were supposed to be like in the same realm, but it seemed like a lot of people had a lot of fun. People were sharing their experience all over the interwebs. Everything looked really great. Had a bunch of people reach out to me afterwards and just talk about the magic that we have with the whip. And I'm glad that we're able to translate it to the other side of the world. In terms of lessons learned, I definitely feel like having Whip Asia not on the same day that we have the Big Daddy, the original whip, is the play moving forward. I'm not sure what day that'll be. Rizzo and I still need to like settle those details. I'm guessing somewhere around like the Tuesday area of the week, maybe. And just making sure that marketing and communication for Whip Asia doesn't take away, doesn't detract from the original whip. That's like the last thing we want to have happen. We want to make these two really robust, really strong meetups in their own right, so that other folks can kind of like do their own thing, hopefully in the future, and create their own thing and have a tested and true kind of roadmap, a playbook to kind of use, so that they can launch without having like any of the early speed bumps that we're going to run into just because we're the first ones to do it. But overall, I thought it was great. I loved what happened at Rendar's too. A shame we couldn't sell out, but 16 works sold during the event, one more sold after the event. Not a terrible showing in terms of dollars spent. It was like the biggest, it was a record for the whip at that time. So I was happy with that. Onwards and upwards, right? And looking forward to this week. We have MakerDAO, Coin Artists, Stephen Mackey, Micah Johnson hopping on the stage. And yeah, that mysterious after party that we still need to button up some details on. So doing all the things.
Wow, that's a really good point about the maybe a separate day, because yeah, it was definitely. It was cool. I mean, it wasn't that big a deal, but it's, Yeah, it's hard to have them right after each other and really make sure that you stay on point for both. But also, yes, yeah, as you said, it's I could see something really like since we had 1 12-hour before, if something super interesting happens there, then maybe people, either they go back to bed and they don't wake up for the other one, or maybe people would be interested in, purchasing on both, whatever drops or whatever happens there. It's like maybe people already used their ETH they had saved up in the one before. So I could see it hurting a second follow-up too, which we don't want at all. That's the whole point of this, is to get the word out and, give people a voice that maybe they have a hard time finding. I keep running into that everywhere. It's the marketing, the PR stuff and things. And it's like everybody does, it's really hard for a lot of crypto folks that I talk to, get on top of that and stuff. So we're bringing that.
Dude, totally, man. I had some same concerns, and Matthew and I talked about it a little as well, man. Just some concerns about like audience fatigue. If we were to have two drops the same week, I think we'd be potentially setting ourselves up for a problem, because we do have like a great audience that's, interested in collecting things and interested in these drops. And Matthew had some great suggestions. And probably the play is to absolutely, at least in the short term, avoid having two drops in the same week. Because I think one of the awesome things about the Asia Pacific whip is that there were so many of our like super fans who went to both, which when we were planning this thing, and I don't want to speak for Matthew, but I feel like he was sort of along the same line of thinking. You sort of assume like separate time zones, you'd hit one crowd in one place, one crowd in the other, but a shitload of our crowd just went to both instead, and we're super enthusiastic about it and everything. And yeah, you don't want to burn those people out. And I don't think it's even like, maybe to kick it off, that was cool for them, but I don't even think you can expect like that carryover to continue to translate as that becomes more of a regular thing. But it's cool, man. I mean, there's obviously like a ton of enthusiasm in the room at the Asia Pacific Whip. And then to have a really strong showing at the Rendar art event as well. I talked with him afterwards, and him and Steven were like super thrilled about how the entire thing unfolded. The amount of art they sold, the how polished the event was, how professional like our entire production was and everything, and are certainly interested in working with us moving forward. And now it's kind of crazy, man. Without like doing too much name dropping, it seems like every single whip now I'm getting hit up afterwards. People asking me, how do I get on? How do I be a speaker? How do I sponsor a whip? How much does this cost? Which is just nuts. And then, forming ongoing partnerships with, some of these platforms is a whole nother thing that, this could easily become like the Rendar Art Whip. Like every single week or whatever, like if someone really wants to come in and scoop this or something like that. So that's why I'm like, oh man, like there's so many endless possibilities here, and there's so few of us to go around that can really pull these things off, that I don't know, that I feel like we're really scratching the surface of this shit like taking off big time. And I don't know, I just can't help but feel like there big money should be out there taking a look at what is going on right here. And if they're not, like some other big money's going to start paying attention, right? Am I being grandiose and delusional?
Dude, I mean, I feel like we talk about this, or we've been building towards this for the past several weeks, right? I like the language that Tubular gave us, talking about each event being its own like non-fungible meetup, right? Every single whip is different. And I think that's a testament to this like generalizable event platform that we've kind of like co-created together, right? You can take it, you can kind of mix around different pieces. You can, I mean, in theory, like we're replaceable. We can get different speakers. Anyone can kind of like put on their own event, their own whip on top of this platform that we've put together. And I really do feel like we're at the very beginning of what could potentially be like a metaverse takeover of this sort of like regular frequent meetup that people would just kind of like hop onto. Because I mean, it has this energy. We have this like forward momentum that is really special. It's not something that like you can just automatically create out of thin air. Like this has been such a team effort, such a long time in the works, like for the entirety of this year. And it's just getting started. And we can see the beginnings of that. And I mean, I'm sure there's big money out there that's really starting to take note. Like Rizzo alluded to, like the platforms, in particular the NFT marketplace platforms, they're all like hitting us up and talking about like how we can, like how could we work together deeper, set up like a more like tight-knit relationship moving forward for drops and for other like sponsored events and things like that, because it just like makes sense. But that's only one application, right? Anyone else can really make what they want of the whip and form their own partnerships and do their own thing in the metaverse. And we're creating the tools, we're creating the playbook for them. And I feel like that's like a hugely valuable thing that we're creating for everyone. And yeah, it'll be exciting to see how it plays out.
Drink the Kool-Aid. Trizlet, how much Kool-Aid have you drank? Are you with us, man? We're serving it up. It tastes great, dude.
Yeah, we're yeah, I feel like we're in it for the long haul. It's definitely, it's interesting because once you start it, then it definitely, I can feel it. I don't know what the word would be, like a snowball rolling down the hill, and you can feel it building, you know, as it goes along. Sometimes it's slower some weeks, but I really, you know, most projects that I get into, you like, you have one of those two steps forward, one step back sort of feeling. And this one, it really feels like it's two steps forward every time without any step back. So I definitely see a lot of those bigger opportunities coming down the line.
That's a great analogy, man. I feel like that as well, man. It's almost hard to believe, man. After every single week, I'm just like, I mean, how, like, I don't know, man, without like sounding like ridiculously cocky, like, you know, constantly like running my mouth, but it's just like, how, you know, you keep crushing it every week. And of course you start to get more brave and, you know, ego grows correspondingly or whatever. But I feel like had we not had like, you know, an initial run of two steps back, two steps back, two steps back, we wouldn't be making up for it on this end of things. But yeah, man, now it just feels like the cat's out of the bag. And we should talk about this Pranksyland thing, man, because this is like a whole other thing. And we're probably going to host the whip. We got to talk about which plot or plots that we want to host the whip in, not to make it too complicated on ourselves, but we'll probably host it in Pranksyland this week to sort of give people a taste of you know, what's going on over there and what the deal is with that event. But that's a monumental thing in itself that I think we're targeting probably sometime next week or like very, very early the following week. But Matthew, you want to give people the details and fill people in on what's going on with that? Otherwise, I'm happy to spill the beans.
Dude, spill those beans.
Yeah, man. Hang on. I'm trying to pull up the artist list here. I mean, basically everybody, you know, is signed up to build a plot and is putting together a whole bunch of NFTs with that plot to be auctioned in its entirety. And I don't know if Pranksy has absolutely figured out the entire format of the auction. I think he was talking about doing one a day or staggering them one every other day or something like that. But trying to rattle off the list right here of people who are building their own plots, bundling them with NFTs to be sold at this rolling auction. And to kick it off, we are going to have this like sort of rolling pub crawl type event through every single one of these parcels. And that will feed right into the first auction, which I think you might have said is Brinkman's, but don't quote me on that for sure, for sure. But we poked around there the other day and the builds are still being completed and they're ridiculous, as you'd expect. So we got Fabiano, Pixel Pet, Hackatow, Brinkman and Libty, who just put out the most ridiculous promo video in like an amazing way, right? Unbelievable. I don't know if he has video editing skills or who he used, but
yes, should, yes, like, that's him.
That's him.
Him himself.
That was ridiculous. Ogar, Kami-sama, Elon, Mythspace, a lot of money, Coldy, C. Pyrc, I never know how to pronounce, CPYRC, Giselle X, Fabien Rashid, Nisla, PX99, Trippy Yogi, Primal Cypher, Unity of Multi, pretty much every like amazing builder in the space. And All you got to do is check out one of these builds to get the general gist of like how insane they are, or check out MLibD's promo video. I mean, that'll give you a pretty good sense right there. But it's a fascinating concept because these builds are works of art in themselves, right? So they're being auctioned, you know, I guess as more as works of art than like functional crypto voxels builds, even though they are absolutely that as well. And they're getting, you know, a bunch of NFTs bundled with them. You know, Trippy Yogi's got a vehicle he's throwing in, and Giselle X is finishing up some gift diamonds, and Coley's throwing in some bullion X because he's, pans for gold in real life. And there's just so every single build has like really cool nuances, you know, that are being packaged into it. And I don't know, man, they're amazing. I have no idea. I guess in some ways this will be like the first major virtual real estate sale of the metaverse, right? I don't know that anything like this has really been done before. Is that correct?
As far as I know, I think this is the first time. And I mean, there's so much to this project than may meet the eye. Like when I first heard about it, I was like, okay, they're just going to design a build and sell it. But then I realized that like there's a quota of crypto art that each person will have to create, like listed on Super Rare or Rarible or whatever the marketplace that the creator feels comfortable minting at. But then there's like the installations that are also backed by an NFT certificate. And then there's all these other like little trinkets that the creators are adding to their builds that make it like 4 or 5 layers deep. It's not just the build that they custom made. It's all these other NFTs and like installations, sculptures, experiences that they're bundling into the parcel itself that will be put up for auction as a single kind of bundle. It's crazy how deep it is. And like Brinkbin and MLibT are just two of like the 20 or 19 or 20 examples of our creators that are putting together these things. It really made me see, the further I dug into it, like how much value that is going to be created just through this initiative. And it's definitely setting a really, really high bar for anything else that happens in the future. And it's, again, like it's events like this that really add value to the overall project and then to the metaverse, and we'll get other people interested in what's going on here. And again, I'm really confident that these builds or parcels, these bundles are going to be sold for top dollar. And that's going to be another thing that catches hopefully some journalist's eyes, hopefully outside of the crypto space, like figuring out like what the fuck is going on over here, this virtual real estate, this virtual auction of like everything that's in Pranksyland. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be crazy, but it's funny how the crypto has a lot of investment minded people, you know, a lot of collectors and a lot of other stuff. But it's funny when you see big sales come out, you know, the hype that you see build up on Twitter. I definitely think this is going to be, besides the crypto voxel piece itself that we're running, like all the side things, all the social media tied around it and stuff is probably going to blow up really fast. So it's really cool watching that, because that's the stuff that we need. Sort of, you'll see a lot more mainstream stuff come in after that, right? A lot of people are like, wow, money's going to be made here. And then they come in. I mean, not that I want everybody to come in and be a flipper, but I'm like, that seems to be the catalyst that gets people in and be like, oh wow, this is cool. And then they fall down the rabbit hole with the rest of us.
Yeah, and this one's interesting because it's like, it's showing that, okay, it's not just building a shell, it's building something much richer than that. It's going to be a great experiment. I mean, I think it's going to be a success. It'll be interesting what the market decides. But I have a feeling that Pranksy and every creator that's participating in this is really, really onto something special. And it can't say how deep, how richly thought through this project is. And it really, like I can't say enough to, like, when I first heard of it, it didn't seem like much. But hopefully we continue to kind of like let folks know exactly how amazing this project is in the week or so ahead that we have before the pub crawl and then the start of the auction.
Dude, the pub crawl is going to be sick. I mean, as soon as Pranksy and I were like talking about like how the event should look, it was like very obvious to both of us, right? You want to like give time to every single person's parcel. They're all within walking distance of each other. So it's going to be like the most epic like metaverse field trip like that, you know, builds on all of what we've done. Dude, I just feel like this is like a slam dunk for Paradox, right? Paradox has been making these sick whip videos and everything. And these types of events specifically are like built for that, right? It's just like roving packs of avatars, all these like insane builds and everything. He's going to have like material for weeks to come after this kind of thing. But I think it's going to be awesome, man, because, you know, that's the kicker with this type of event, right? There's like, you know, in reality, there's no way on this planet I can afford one of these parcels, you know, what they're going to go for. I mean, the value is just insane. But I'm stoked for the event, man. You know, it's going to be one of these epic, like, community events. Pranksy's got a whole bunch of tricks up his sleeve, you know, that people are going to bake into their parcels so that, you know, there's incentive for people to sign the guest list at each of the parcels. We're going to try and have a bunch of the artists lined up, but, you know, being able to, you know, have like this roving tour of 20 of like the sickest builds all in the exact same neighborhood, a couple little cool tasks in each one to like check out and everything. I mean, this is like right up my alley, man. I'm stoked. And you know, I'm pretty sure everyone, this is like one of these things where everyone will probably come away with something, even if you don't end up with like a massive parcel of land worth like, you know, 70 ETH or whatever. And I feel like more, every time we do one of these things, more of these things become opportunities. You know, people see this kind of shit and they're like, oh, you guys can do that? Well, what about this? And it's just crazy, man, how one thing is leading to another.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I hope that this inspires a lot of people to do their own thing. And when they do get inspired, there's no one better to hit up than us and the Whip crew and then folks at Token Smart, right? Like we're the best placed individuals to help make everyone's dreams in the metaverse come true at this point, as far as I'm concerned.
The dankest Kool-Aid in the metaverse. Right.
Nice. You know, I love, you know, it's sort of like going off topic, kind of, but it's definitely those sort of situations are why I like crypto and stuff like that. Like, really, Pranksy owns that stuff. He's in control to do whatever he wants, you know, and other people, I hear from a lot of people, you know, that things aren't moving fast enough for him or they're not liking certain things. I'm like, well, you know, the beauty of decentralized ownership is that if you really feel that way, it's like nothing's stopping you from going out and doing it yourself. Unlike real life. But there's always some weird issue, a roadblock, time commitment issue or something. And, you know, crypto, it feels like an opportunity for anybody who's got an idea to run with it and actually be successful somewhat if they put in the effort, which is really, really cool and empowering for everybody who grabs the reins and runs with it.
Amen.
Dude, all right, yes. Okay, big ego check time. Dude, I feel like this is like the way that like the world really should be, right? Like this is the way like you want society to be, like actually being super helpful and supportive of each other's shit like all the time. And dude, I truly believe like, you know, I saw a DCL blogger post, he was running his mouth feeling grandiose earlier today or last night or whatever, talking about how, you know, NFTs are going to change the world and everything. And I truly believe that. I just, the practical applications of them are, you know, so astounding beyond like the whip and anything that we're doing, like so many things that we haven't even like come up with or thought of or seen in this space yet and everything. So I'm like, dude, you know, maybe this is like the start of rebuilding society or like culture the way that it really should be, now that we can all like talk to each other in a decentralized way globally. We can communicate freely to just put our heads together and come up with cool shit. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I just feel like there's something, we're on the cusp of something so big of like recreating something, you know, a microcosm of society the way it should be or should have been all this time. So yeah, that's me. Change the world, right? Kool-Aid. The dankest Kool-Aid.
Ego check? Where's the ego check?
You're supposed to stop me in the middle of it, man. You're usually the one reining me in, and somehow you got a hold of my Kool-Aid stash, and now I'm off the chain, dude.
Gotta lock that cover, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty humble, I thought, actually, for what you're doing, man. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
No, I had the same shower thought. I was just like, who the fuck could have thought that you're going to, like, a year ago, 6 months ago, that, yeah, I'm going to start a metaverse meetup, and we're just going to, like, keep growing it, and we're going to do it every week, and we're going to meet, like, hundreds of speakers and get sponsors. Like, no, like, it doesn't, you can just do it, right? You don't have to, like, imagine the whole thing. It's like, you just start from an action, you get immediate feedback, and then you just power it through. You will it through as much, as far, as deep as you want to go. It's really the most inspiring space to be a part of. And this is, like, the ultimate creator paradise. It's just powered by crypto and everything that all the, like, folks in crypto who've been, like, super, super bullish on the space have been kind of, like, the reasons why they were bullish. Like, we're starting to actually experience them firsthand and really experiment and start pushing the bounds and pushing the design space further and further for regular folks to come in and start doing their thing. Like, this I think you can probably look back, ego check, and see that, like, this is when the floods of, like, the rest of the world start pouring in. Like, if until now it's been 1% of the world, if that has been in crypto, this is when the 99% start to turn their eyes and start to hop on board. It's going to be incredible.
Dude, this is why I really like Unknown Misery's project and everything. And it's mostly because of him, man. The dude is just like a one-man machine, and he just really, really wants to make this thing happen. And I feel very strongly about that, man. I'm like, about exactly what you just said. I'm like, if you really want to do something, and same thing with what you were saying, Trisla, it's like, you just need to have the strong desire to make it happen. And there are enough people willing to support you and help you out and get your thing off the ground. It's just a matter of, like, sheer desire and determination to get it off the ground. And that's why, yeah, he's just got, like, a great energy and great intensity, and said this awesome thing when we were getting set up for the event. And I was like, dude, this is like an unknown thing, man. Nobody knows what you're doing. We just sort of scheduled this. And he was like, you know what? It doesn't matter, man. He's like, I've performed in front of crowds of one person. I've performed in front of crowds of thousands of people. But you just bring the same energy every time, and you got the big picture in mind. You just keep hitting it hard and keep pushing. And, you know, this is just one of many things or whatever. And I'm just like, yes, dude, that's like the encapsulates so much of, like, what we've been through and what's going on in this space right now. Like, if you just have the determination to just keep pushing, I feel like everyone who's in it now is going to be in a very good position, you know, a few years out. Especially if we're just looking back on, like, the 6 months worth of growth or whatever. I don't know. We shout out, like, a ton of people. We've got a ton of stuff coming up. Syncos and Pixel, I don't think we brought them up, but they hooked us up huge for these past whips, and certainly deserve a shout out. Obviously, the whip crew, for a lot of them unnecessarily doing double duty just to support the cause, which is so inspiring to see. Anyone else obvious we're missing?
I don't think anybody else. I mean, we did pretty good.
Cool. All right, y'all. I believe Easy is going to host a listening party tonight. So shout out to people hanging out, and we'll see you at the whip.
Yeah.
Later, boys.
Right. Later, y'all.